the first reading today, we hear the statement that the Lord is the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. And he asks the simple question, to whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One. This is the situation in which we find ourselves today, that everyone seems to think that everything is okay. There is only one God. There can only be one God. The reason there can only be one God is because God is absolutely perfect. If there was more than one absolutely perfect being, they would be identical. And if they're identical, they're the same. So there can't be any more than one. And that's important because we have all these different religions these days, all purporting to believe in this, that, or the other thing. They can't. There can only be one. And what's happening is we keep trying to find ways of compromising with all of these others. But if we've compromised the truth, we no longer have the truth. And that's become a huge problem. And so we have to be very clear that there is only one God. Everything else is a false God. And that's the simple case. It's not, well, these people, because they're nice or because they're sincere, they believe this, and so it's okay. It's wrong. Just like if you sincerely believe that 2 + 2 = 6, you're wrong. You're still a nice person, you're still sincere, you're still kind, whatever, but you're wrong. And to be able to say, well, because you're nice, therefore it's okay for you. No, it's not. Because each one of us has been made for the truth. And if we're believing something that's not true, that's not what's best for us. And so for each one of us, if we have the opportunity, we need to be able to point that out. Just as we would point something out, well, of course, these days they don't. I was going to say, if somebody in school spells a word wrong, you'd say, no, that you spelled that word wrong. These days they're supposed to say, no, it's okay, you can spell it that way, because it would be bad for your self-esteem if I told you you spelled it wrong. What a bunch of garbage. But that's what they keep trying to do, and see, it's that everything is okay. No, it's a matter of charity to point out to somebody that something is not correct. And that's not always an easy thing to do. But out of love for that person, out of love for their soul, we want what's truly best for them. And what's going to be best is if they have the truth. We don't want people to stay in error. They're not in error because they're bad people, because they're of ill will. We trust that they're of good will, but they just don't know. Now, the other side of that is it's one thing for us to be able to speak the truth, but we have to live it. If we've been given that truth, and we have, then do people see that? So, for instance, if somebody were to look at you and say, well, you're trying to tell me that this is the truth, but look at how you're living. Look at what I see in you. If you have the truth, how come you're not living a better life? How come you're not holy? How come you're not virtuous? Now, some of that, of course, we recognize our own weaknesses and we have to acknowledge that. But the other side of that is if we're willfully just giving in to things and not repenting of them, it becomes a legitimate question that people can ask. Why would they want to follow what we're teaching if they don't see the fruit of it in us? And so that's where our Lord calls each one of us to come to him. It's not just simply to believe in him. We need to believe in him. But we need to come to him. That's what he's asking of us. We need to be united with him, and we need to be conformed to him, so that what happens is that people can see in us that the way we live our lives is in conformity with what it is that we are stating. Here's what we believe, and here's how we live. That they can see the holiness that's there, that they can recognize that we're striving to live according to the truth. It's not just beating people over the head with the truth and saying, we've got it and you don't. That's not the point. The point is to be able to say, if I have the truth, then I should be living that. And people should recognize it by the way that I live, by the way that I speak. That's going to make us different from most people in society. But that's a good thing. When we look at what's going on in society these days, I don't want to be like that. No one should want to be like that. When we listen to what comes out of the mouths of these people, it's filth, and it's just become the norm. It used to be if somebody used an expletive, especially one in particular, they would say, oh, I'm sorry. Not anymore. It's just, it pops right out like it's just normal conversation. This is not good. So again, if we're going to be striving to live the truth, it's what people should see. We don't talk the way that everybody else does. We don't dress the way that everybody else does, if it's immodest and immoral. We don't live the way that everyone else does, if it's in violation of God's commandments. We want to strive to live a holy life. That's where the Lord, when he talks about how we will be able to run and not grow weary and so on, that's the only way. Doesn't mean physically we don't feel it, but spiritually he renews us. And if we're going to come to him, he will strengthen us so that when we have to face these different trials in life, whether it's standing for the truth or whether it's being different from everybody else or whether it's striving to maintain what we know to be right even when everybody else is doing something wrong, as difficult as that can be, the grace from our Lord is there to do it. If we are willing to come to him, if we're willing to turn to him, if we're going to try to do it by ourselves, we're going to get crushed. We can't. We don't have the strength by ourselves to do this. The devil right now is very, very strong. He's been given an incredible amount of latitude. And so he's got a lot of power. And we cannot, by our own strength, fight against him. Even on the natural level, we just look at the way that everything is going. If you're going to try to walk the opposite way while everybody else is going this other way, you're going to get trampled. You're not going to have the strength by yourself to be able to do it, even if you recognize it and that's what you want to do. But by the grace of God, the strength is there. And that's what we have to rely on. So when our Lord is asking us to come to him and to learn from him, it's to see how he did it. He's meek. He's humble. Meekness remembers the virtue that's opposite of the anger. Our society today, my goodness, anger is just everywhere. And the arrogance is through the roof. So when we have somebody who's meek and humble, that's who we need to come to, because everything around us is going to be pulling us in the same direction of the anger and the arrogance. So we have to make that choice, not only to say, I want to do what the Lord is asking, But I need to make the choice to come to Him for the grace to be able to do it, because I can't do it by myself. And I think all of us recognize, because we have done it enough times, to know that we can't do it alone. We don't have the strength. But God is almighty. All the power in the universe is in Him. And so if we will come to Him, He will strengthen us. He will give us the grace that we need. Doesn't mean He's going to make it easy, but He will give us the strength to be able to do what we need to do. So that's the challenge for each one of us, to first of all recognize the truth and accept it, to want that truth for everyone else, but to live that truth, to walk on a path that's a little different from what the majority of people are walking. But it is a holy way. It is the right way. And we will all recognize it as such, even if it's not popular, even if it's not what everyone else is doing. We know that it's the right way. And Jesus is that way. And so we need to come to Him. We need to pray. We need to be dependent on Him. We need to rely on Him. We need to seek the grace from Him, so that we're not just out there by ourselves trying to fight against all of this by our own strength, but rather by His strength. We can be meek, we can be humble, and as such, we will have the grace to do His will.